This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We're here at ForkFest 2020, the Porcupine Freedom Festival as well. You can go to ForkFest.party to learn more about this event, where there are hundreds of people here already, and it's still building up. This ForkFest isn't over until Sunday, so the big night, of course, Saturday night, as you're hearing this on the radio, is going to be the final night of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We are recording these shows in advance, just because that's the easiest way to do things, and it would be no fun to sit here and try to do a live show from 7 to 10 at night when there's, you know, more mosquitoes. And
you've done it before, though.
So yeah.
That's got to be tough.
We did it for many years, yep. And we were up in what they call the TV room here at the campground. And there was a time when it was a thing, when, like, people would come up and see us, and then that sort of faded away over the years. And, you know, everybody was busy doing other things. And once you've seen one show, I don't know, you've seen them all, right? And so people got their fill of it, and I think that it was just too off the beaten path after a while. And so a few years back, I think it was actually when we started doing ForkFest is when we started doing these recorded shows, and it's been working great. Actually, that's how we do it everywhere we go now. If we go to Freedom Fest, if we go to whatever festival or thing somewhere, we're recording the shows. It's just so much easier. We can grab somebody like Roger walks by. It's like, hey, come on over. Let's do an interview. That way you don't have to say, okay, Roger, can you come back at 8 p.m. tonight? No, you're only staying for 3 hours? Well, sorry.
Right.
So now you get to be on the show.
Yep.
So Ian Aria and Roger Paxton here in the studio. Also want to make sure you know about Crypto Vegas, because coming soon, in just a few weeks from now in Vegas, you're going to have the chance to see a bunch of great speakers. Lynn Ulbricht, sadly, could not make it here to the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
It's heartbreaking.
She's a mainstay
always.
At this event. She's been here every year for the last several
years.
Six, five, six, seven, I don't even know.
Same with Liberty Forum as well.
Yeah, I mean, basically as soon as Ross went to prison. She's been here. So freeross.org, by the way, you want to check that out, learn about Ross Ulbricht. There's a whole story there. But she is planning to be in Crypto Vegas and Anarcho Vegas. She'll be speaking during Crypto Vegas specifically, along with a bunch of other great speakers like Juan Galt and Jim Bell, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and more at Anarcho Vegas, which is happening the same weekend. There'll be Larkin Rose, Ovins O'Brien, who's, by the way, New Hampshire native, G. Edward Griffin, Walter Block, Amanda Rockwitz, Ernie Hancock, who's here with us, by the way. We'll be talking to him this weekend, I imagine, as well, and others. You can go to anarchovegas.com and cryptovegasconference.com. The tickets to that conference, or both conferences, thank you, are just $20 per day, $20.20 per day. So if you want to go to one conference one day and the next one the next day, or you can only make it to one, it's up to you which how many tickets you buy. Use code FTL. You'll get 10% off your VIP tickets. It's July 18th and 19th. You can join Free Talk Live as we go to Vegas. Unless, of course, we are arrested prior to arriving at the event, because we were told by some of the Vegas folks who are here, actually the organizers of Anarcho Vegas and Crypto Vegas Conference are here at this conference this week. We were told they just put a mask order in place in Vegas. So,
yeah. And like I said, man, I'll wear a mask for the plane ride.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I
it's
won't.
A means to an end,
yeah.
But the end is Vegas.
Right.
Once I get there, no. That mask, as soon as I get off that airplane,
it's coming off.
It's coming off, and I'm not putting it back on.
Well, I mean, so. Can you imagine the heat that would generate? I mean, especially
in Vegas?
Oh, my goodness.
In July?
Yes. No, thank you.
Yes. Yeah, my first time in Vegas was last year for Freedom Fest and then in Anarcho Vegas. And it's like, you know, I never had the dry heat experience. Right up in Florida, it's very humid there. And I described it as like stepping into an oven.
Essentially,
It felt
so
just like being in an oven.
8 years ago, I was there for a whole summer helping build a hospital that the company I was working with was building. And when it's 115 degrees, it doesn't matter if it's dry or wet. It's just miserable. It is the worst feeling.
And they're like, you should wear a mask in this.
No.
Yeah, great plan.
I mean, I can't breathe in the mask as it is.
So they're going to kill more people than COVID could ever kill.
Yeah,
I wonder if that's another factor as far as why Vegas is as dead as it supposedly is right now, because those who would be willing to go, even if they wanted to wear a mask, don't want to.
Right.
You know, so they're like, well, I guess we're just not going.
Yeah.
I mean, that's good news for us. I mean, just kind of show up there as a tourist and get VIP treatment, right?
Right.
Because it's so dead.
And everything should be cheap, yeah, I would imagine, like hotel rooms.
Yeah, they're trying to do anything to bring in money at this point. Absolutely.
It's true. And unfortunately, that's sad and true for a lot of business in a lot of places in this country. And now you've got more crackdowns potentially coming. We were talking about the Washington state. They're now mandating masks statewide. You got a sheriff there who is standing up against it. His name is Snaza. That's his last name. Robert Snaza, the sheriff of Lewis County, Washington, says, "Don't be a sheep." Giving a speech to a crowd, he said to Oregon Public Broadcasting, quote, "My frustration is we continue to listen to the governor's requests." Interesting choice
right,
of words.
Right, he did it on purpose.
Without asking questions, saying, "Well, wait a minute, there's this other side to this," he said. And he's not alone, according to MySanAntonio.com. In Nevada and North Carolina on Thursday, multiple sheriffs said their Democratic governor's mask requirements were, quote, "unconstitutional and unenforceable," unquote. And that's really interesting because I always thought, like, again, in their system, in the government system, an executive order is supposed to affect the executive branch.
Right.
Right? Like, that's supposed to be the executive saying, all right, my subservient sheriffs and
clean my clothes or whatever.
Are sheriffs executives? Oh, I guess they are, yeah.
It's part of the executive branch, right? The enforcement branches are
I should probably know
branch.
This since I'm running for it.
Yeah, that's right.
You're running for sheriff again?
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, that's great.
You go ahead. Okay, it'll be funnier coming from you.
Yeah, so you remember she ran for a Libertarian candidate as sheriff, right? So the Libertarians had gotten ballot access temporarily in New Hampshire. They subsequently lost that ballot access because there's this voting requirement, so on and so forth. Anyway, so in order to be a Libertarian sheriff candidate this year, you got to go out and get petition signatures. Good luck with that.
Nobody wants to do
That's not going
to
happen. So what happened in Keene, or what has been happening in Keene, that's where we live, for listeners that aren't familiar, it's the southwest corner of New Hampshire, kind of like a lefty enclave in New Hampshire. The Republicans have just been getting trounced there for so long. Yeah. They have basically given up the ghost. The Republicans for the last few elections have basically fielded no candidates for very few offices.
That is giving up. That's extremely rare to see. Wow.
And I was specifically talking about Keene because they don't win in Keene, so they've basically said, you know, screw it, we're just not even going to try. And that's sad and pathetic for them, but it was an opportunity for us. So the Libertarians said, all right, well, Libertarian Party's having a tough time. You know, why should we do all this petitioning work? The Free Staters have had some success in infiltrating the old two parties.
Right.
And a lot of Free Staters, liberty-minded folks, have gotten elected as Republicans and even some as Democrats. So this is a workable political solution. And so the idea was, all right, well, let's get involved in the Republican Party. Let's hold our noses.
So there is still an actual Republican Party in the area?
Yes, and I am the vice chairman of...
Dude, he showed up and they were like, "Hey, do you want to be the chair of this?
Wow.
Will you just take this?"
This was a year ago. So the last year we were here, I was the chairman of the Keene Republican City Committee. I mean, it's just a city
of
group.
Course. It's not what, like, 10 people probably involved?
Maybe, you know, 10 to 20 and, you know, more like the 10 side. But most of the 10 are now Libertarians, right? So there's a strong Libertarian contingent in there. And so now Aria is running for Republican sheriff candidate for the entire county of Chester County, and the guy who's been running against the incumbent. So there's an incumbent Democrat sheriff. His name's Eli Rivera. You know, he's good on a few things like immigration, but he's a cop.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, running again. He has been going up against this guy, Earl Nelson, who's been the Republican challenger for like the last four times. And Earl just keeps getting beat. And this time Earl didn't file.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. No kidding.
Yeah. It's going to be great,
awesome,
man.
Yeah, so we've got a trans.
If you become sheriff, I am coming to get you to put handcuffs on me. I just got to do that. That's, oh, my God. That is incredible.
So, I mean, for listeners that don't know, Aria is trans.
Yes.
You can't see her here. She's trans.
That is epic.
What's the tagline for your campaign?
F the police.
I cannot love that any harder.
The campaign site is fpolice.com.
Oh.
That's EFFpolice.
Is it online?
Com.
It's available now?
Okay,
cool.
It is beautiful.
Yeah, I've put almost nothing there except the logo, but I've got signs ordered that have Aria for sheriff with the final F being large, and then there's three sheriff stars to censor out the word. F the police right there on the side. That's great, man.
Oh, yeah. I love that so
And
much.
What better timing could there be for
right.
something like this
right.
To happen? So, and it's not her first time running. She ran last time, so now she's
name recognition,
get,
maybe.
I guess she's going to get more attention this time around. It's very, very exciting. Do you want to stay or your call?
Get out.
All right, Roger Paxton, thelavaflow.com. Yeah. Check him out, even though he's not doing new shows. Hopefully,
soon, hopefully
he can get back on it. Maybe once a month.
Yeah, we'll
do something.
See. We'll see.
Tell people about the pigs or whatever it is you're doing. All right, more coming up.
Thanks so much.
Free Talk Live. AnarchoVegas 2020 is a conference about changing the world through personal actualization and creation through markets. Get inspired to better yourself and better the world. Speakers include Jim Bell, Larkin Rose, Ovins O'Brien, G. Edward Griffin, Walter Block, Amanda Rockwitz, Ernie Hancock, and more. Get your tickets for just $20.20 at AnarchoVegas.com and use code FTL to save 10% off VIP tickets. July 19th, join Free Talk Live for AnarchoVegas.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Mm-hmm.
Live. We're at Porkfest 2020. It's Ian here.
Aria.
We also have special guest Tom Gowdy.
Gowdy.
I asked earlier. Gowdy. Tom Gowdy is here with us from the government of the United States of America. Normally that wouldn't make you a welcome person in this particular campground, Tom, if that's all they heard about you, but you opened by buying some goldbacks from us, so, you know, I think all right, we should listen to what this guy has to say. He says he's from the government. He's got something to say. What is the government of the United States of America that you're a part of, Tom?
I am part of a group of people that decided to claim the meets and bounds of the United States of America and the seaward boundaries.
The what's and bonds? Meets
the,
and...
The meets and bounds, meaning the meets and boundaries of the territory.
Okay.
Of the 48 states.
48?
Mm-hmm. Not Alaska and Hawaii.
All right. Why not?
Well, because they have their own issues.
Okay. So they wanted to claim the United States for what purpose?
To create a jurisdiction.
Okay.
All right. The man that started this was doing a land patent. And what he ended up doing was he found out in his state that when he did the land patent, he couldn't bring it up to the county level because the only measurements they had was this big tree by this big lake by this big pond by this big ocean.
And for listeners that aren't familiar, a land patent, we've spoken with Jay Noon, who's one of our co-hosts, actually, about this concept. As I understand it, is basically a free set of property that is free from the tax of the king, essentially, right? Isn't that what a land patent is?
It would be if they hadn't claimed all the land as it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, right, people who try these land patent things tend to fail at these experiments.
Exactly.
Right.
In this case, what was discovered when he did the land patent was that the Navy called him back and said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I'm trying to do a land patent." And they said, "Well, you did it right, but there's a couple of issues. One of them being that nobody ever claimed the seaward boundaries, and also there's no one else living there.
Living?
Within that jurisdiction.
What does that mean? There's no one else living
within the jurisdiction that he created.
Which is the 48 contiguous land masses known as states?
Yeah.
What does that mean, though? You're saying the guy from the Navy said there's no one living there?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Because everybody's been trafficked into Washington, D.C.
Okay.
All your persons live in Washington, D.C., and that's not even a state.
All right, so now you're getting pretty esoteric here. When you say persons, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about corporations or... whatever you want to talk about, as far as that's concerned. Because if you look at the definition of the United States, it says the United States includes the Virgin Islands.
And where do you see this definition?
It's in their paperwork. I can't really point out the exact place, but if you look it up, you'll find it.
Okay.
And it says United States includes Virgin Islands, Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, Guam. It goes on and on, but it never mentions any of the states.
Huh. Okay, so this is it sounds similar to a theory that we've heard about before here on Free Talk Live. This idea that everybody is in the state system, this crazy state system, considered to be a person, which is this legal fiction that they're not. When they talk about you, it's in all capital letters. Are you a believer in this capital letters
thing? But that's Capitus Dominguez. It's under a Lex Fore.
I'm sorry, it's what?
Capitus Dominguez.
Is that Latin?
Yeah, it has to do with the Roman law.
Okay. So what does that mean to you, like the whole capital letters thing? Is that true for you?
It's a different type of citizen. It's actually in the Law of Nations. It actually describes it.
Okay.
What is the Law of Nations?
It's the book that was written in 1758, I think it was, and it was the very book that they used to write the Declaration of Independence all the way up to the Constitution.
And you're saying it describes the idea of an all-capital letters person who's
not
a human being?
Well, not capital letters, but the different types of inhabitants. There's inhabitants, there's citizens, and so on. There's citizens of the United States, and then there's U.S. citizens. There's different types.
Yeah, and that gets kind of an interesting theory as well, the difference between a state citizen or a U.S. citizen.
Yeah.
How would you define that?
Well, it all comes from the bar.
The bar?
Yeah, the bar. The American Bar Association.
For the attorneys?
Yeah, they took over the states.
Okay. That didn't answer my question, though.
What do you mean?
Well,
are you a citizen of a state or the federal government? What is your take on that concept for the vast majority of people listening?
All right. If you go by citizen of the United States, that would be anyone who holds an office.
Okay.
And took an oath to it.
So like a politician.
Yeah.
Or a sheriff or police officer?
Yeah, maybe, maybe not. It depends on how they took the oath and what they did.
Now, is the reason for that because a citizen is somebody who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection?
I would think so, yeah. Uh-huh. And that estimation. I'm not sure how deep that goes, but...
Well, that's the definition of a citizen, right?
Yeah, well, basically.
Yeah, so what you're saying is, since those people have taken an oath, they are actually in a contract with the government gang.
Yeah.
Right? Whereas the rest of us are not, you know, unless we did take an oath, and I have not.
Right.
I'm not a citizen because they don't owe me a duty of any kind of obligation. I don't owe them allegiance because they don't have an obligation to protect. There is no deal. There is no social contract. The government, if you doubt that the government gang has an obligation to protect you, you can just search for no obligation to protect on the internet, and it will give you plenty of Supreme Court cases where they've confirmed they have no obligation to protect you. So I agree with you as far as there are no U.S. citizens, at least as far as what most people think of a U.S. citizen.
Right, and then everybody just checks off the box that says U.S. citizen, even knowing,
they
not
don't
knowing.
Know. Yeah. Yeah, they don't know any better. So what are you doing that's different? You know, you're trying to take over the
We're not trying
United
to take
States.
Over the government, no.
You're trying to take over the landmass.
No.
No.
We're trying to create a separate jurisdiction away from their jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm. And do you believe that they wouldn't be able to act on you legally within what you're considering your jurisdiction?
Yeah, we proved that over and over again.
Now, how long has this been going on?
10 years.
So when you say you've proved it over and over again, can you give me an example?
All right. A lot of the court cases that go through, when they find out that we've taken an oath to the United States of America, we are actually part of a separate union. When they ended up doing the Articles of Confederation, it was supposed to be a perpetual union, and the one that they created after that was a more perfect union. We're part of the perpetual union, so it's two different unions.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, if we're not part of their union, they have nothing that they can do on that part.
Okay. What if somebody...
They are the government, though. So what if they just say, no, you're part of our union, and that's the end of it, now pay your taxes?
Yeah, but you're not a member. How can they prove you're a member?
They don't have to prove it. I mean, they have the guns, right?
They do, but then it becomes liability.
On them?
Yes.
And so this is getting into some pretty deep, you know, kind of like a pretty deep interest and very interesting legal hole. And you did cite prior to going on the air, you showed me a couple of court dockets of some of these cases that were thrown out, apparently. Mm-hmm. But these were, what were these sorts of cases about?
Driving without a license, the two of them I showed you.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we know a guy, Jay Noon, one of our co-hosts, who drives without a license. So, you know, we know a guy who's pretty deep into this stuff. If you haven't met Jay yet, we definitely have to introduce you because you guys, you're going to love Jay.
We can take it a step further, though. Yeah. We can actually export the vehicle from the United States into the United States of America.
So
thereby
it's out of their jurisdiction.
The title. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have to get the certificate of origin for that?
No.
No, okay. So, you know, this is a pretty deep topic. I think it's fascinating. And where can people go to learn more about it?
Government of the United States of America on YouTube is one channel. And then we have General Post Office .international.
Dot international. That's another YouTube channel?
Yeah. Okay. No, it's not a YouTube channel. That's where you
the
can
website.
Read it. Yeah.
Okay, great. I'm interested in learning more about this. I love people who are completely outside of the system, so kudos to you for doing that and coming to talk with us here about it. More coming up here.
Anarcho-Vegas 2020 is a conference about changing the world through personal actualization and creation through markets. Get inspired to better yourself and better the world. Speakers include Jim Bell, Larkin Rose, Ovens O'Brien, G. Edward Griffin, Walter Block, Amanda Rockwitz, Ernie Hancock, and more. Get your tickets for just $20.20 at anarchovegas.com and use code FTL to save 10% off VIP tickets. July 19th, join Free Talk Live for anarchovegas.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Florida has set yet another record in daily confirmed coronavirus cases. Officials report more than 9,500, which tops the previous day total by more than 600. Politico reporter Mark Caputo is in Coral Gables.
The state has had kind of a patchwork approach to fighting coronavirus. The governor, Ron DeSantis, has, in a similar way that the president has deferred to locals, has himself deferred to locals. So, for instance, in Miami-Dade County, where I'm in, we've always been under an earlier and stricter lockdown relative to the rest of the state.
Florida is now banning alcohol consumption in bars because health officials blame the new outbreak on young adults that are flocking to establishments that opened 3 weeks ago. Texas has also seen a spike in coronavirus cases, leading to restrictions on businesses once again. This is USA Radio News. The New York Times is reporting that Russia has offered a bounty to Afghan militants to kill American soldiers, and that President Trump and Vice President Pence had been briefed about it in late March. Now, the White House has issued a statement saying it won't speak to the merit of the alleged intelligence, but they did deny that the president or the vice president were told about it by briefers. Vice President Joe Biden says the president needs to step up.
President Trump, the commander-in-chief of American troops serving in a dangerous theater of war, has known about this for months, according to the Times, and done worse than nothing.
Princeton's Board of Trustees has voted to remove Woodrow Wilson's name from the university's School of Public and International Affairs. Traces of Wilson's legacy include not just the name of the school, but also the name of a residential college, which the university intends to shutter after two new residential colleges complete construction. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2020. The Porcupine Freedom Festival also wrapping up this weekend as ForkFest continues on for a whole other week. After this, you can go to ForkFest.party to learn more about that. Ian and Aria here in our remote studio at the top of the hill, the beautiful Rogers Campground on another nice day. I think we've got three nice days in a row here at this point.
Yeah, when I first came out here, I thought it was going to be like brutally hot.
It was brutally hot.
Then the clouds came out, and now it's feeling pretty good.
Yeah, and so we're here, and not here to give you the weather report, but maybe tease you a little bit with how nice it is here.
It's perfect.
It's not just about the weather. It's about the people. It's about being here with people that care about freedom, folks who you've met before and people you've met maybe for the very first time. Carlos, we've met many a time. You actually used to live here in New Hampshire.
Yes, sir.
And you previously, in another life, were working with like a government agency a long time ago. Wasn't it like CPS or something?
Yeah,
like that?
Child Protective Services. I actually wrote a book on it called Legally Kidnapped, the Case Against Child Protective Services.
Right.
So I worked there as an investigator in San Antonio, Texas many moons ago.
Yeah.
And then kind of wrote, I guess, a hit piece on the organization.
Nice.
Not only in the present, but in its past, and kind of understanding that the precipice, the origin of Child Protective Services as a whole was a colonization, eugenics plan to take over small groups within the United States and try to basically make us all exactly the same. And now that's kind of being practiced during this coronavirus epidemic thing where, you know, you have state agents who are saying things along the lines of, if your kid isn't wearing a mask or if they going out or whatnot, we're going to remove your children.
That's horrifying.
Yeah.
And now, is that going on in a lot of places or is it just the more hardcore mask places like California and Washington State?
Well, it's going on in a number of different states. I mean, it's even occurring in places like Arizona because, weirdly, Arizona is a kind of Republican state that isn't terribly bad on the whole coronavirus scandemic type stuff. But in their particular case, their child protective service organization is incredibly terrible. So all you're doing is you're just adding another reason for the state to mess with families. Mm. And in the majority of cases, and I don't like to play the identity game or whatever, but it tends to be lower income families that child protective services goes after.
Well, they don't have lawyers.
Yep.
Right.
And the state's already been involved massively throughout their entire life, right? Either through, like, government
programs,
public schooling.
So they're institutionalized.
Yeah.
They're used to being told what to do.
Mm-hmm.
They're used to being, you know, owned, and they will do what they're told. And
yeah.
That's sad. You ended up leaving New Hampshire after being here for, what, a few years?
Mm-hmm.
A couple years? Two, 3 years?
Yeah, like 2 years.
You went down to California, as mm-hmm. I understand it.
Yeah.
That's a big change. Why California?
A couple personal reasons, and part of it was all, honestly, like, I do love the people in New Hampshire and everything else, and I'm going to inevitably come back at some point.
Excellent. I always like to hear that the people who leave plan to come back.
I just needed to go somewhere else to make a bunch of money.
Okay.
That's legit. Yeah.
Right?
And
you hold your nose, and you jump into the 49th least free state, and you make some money.
Yeah.
Right? At least it's not New York.
Yes, at least it's not New York. And for the particular gig that I'm involved in, which is solar power, I run a solar sales organization out there. And because of that, California is obviously a great place for that, as well as, you know,
sure.
places like Arizona, Florida, Texas, places along mm-hmm. those lines for that different type of power thing. New Hampshire doesn't make too much sense. I mean, we do get a lot of, you know, snow, clouds, all the things. Great weather, wonderful trees and everything. It just doesn't
work
for that. Yeah. Doesn't really work for that.
I mean, it gets plenty of sun. It's not like it's desolate as far as no sunlight is concerned. But so let's talk about what you've experienced out in California, especially during the whole COVID thing. We've been you weren't here for this, but just a moment ago we talked about apparently Washington State is mandating masks as of today in public. The governor of California specifically has come out and is now threatening a re-lockdown because apparently there's some more COVID cases or something like that. Newsom warns of another shutdown due to growing coronavirus cases. Are you surprised?
No, not at all. Okay,
do you see this actually happening, though? Because my thinking is that, I mean, the economy simply cannot sustain another shutdown.
Yeah. I mean, it's an interesting thing. So when COVID stuff started coming out, I knew it was super serious whenever they shut down the NBA. Like, I knew by the next day that in California, we were going to be completely shut down. So in my particular job, I run about, you know, 50 to 60 people who all go knock doors and stuff like that for solar.
Right.
And they basically shut us down that same day. They're like, hey, no, you guys are done.
Wow.
And so my thought process was, I know this is going to be BS, just like every other supposed epidemic, everything from mad cow disease to cranberries to everything else that
it's
the government should
have. Fear. But for whatever reason, this time, they made it work in a way they have never done before.
Yeah.
And like, I think with the crackdown.
Yeah, with the crackdown, they're quite exceptional. So I actually moved my entire team out to Arizona to go sell there, and we kind of just rented Airbnbs and tried to do that thing. And then I come back, you know, a couple weeks later, and I just see it was like this weird sci-fi zone that a lot of people all across the country have been experiencing, which is you go to a Target and there's a line all the way around the entire store with everyone wearing masks and
social
everyone looking
distance,
incredibly scared.
6 feet away from each other and waiting for what? How long? How long did it take to even get into the store?
Yeah, it took about an hour just to get into the actual store.
So you stood in one of those lines?
No.
Okay.
No. I was just watching people. I immediately walked up. I was like, I got to use the restroom. I'm super sorry. And then I just got through.
Did you really?
Yeah, I know. But the art of persuasion is incredibly important. And if you don't have that skill, then what are you doing with your life? But the craziest thing, though, was we have this quarantine going on. People are losing their jobs. There's a lot more homelessness in the particular area that I live in. It's called, like, North Park, San Diego. It's where the hipsters are and everything else. It's kind of like the Cambridge, Boston kind of area.
Okay.
You know,
in California.
And then the BLM protests start, right? And I see that, and I'm like, I don't think we're going to get hit too hard with that, honestly, because San Diego's population of African Americans is like 1%, and it's in one specific area of town. Little did I know that these Black Lives Matter protests have nothing to do with black folks. It has to do with generally pasty white guys throwing Molotov cocktails into buildings that they don't like.
Mm. Well, that's been a rare occurrence from the Black Lives Matter protests.
Yeah, right. It
has much more to do with black lives than it does throwing Molotov cocktails.
Completely agree. What I mean is the riots. Opposite. Yeah, what I mean in my case is just the riots aspect, right? The people who are actually breaking down buildings and everything else aren't like
my
case.
These are opportunists. These are people who, well, if they're not undercover cops that are trying to start riots and destroy things so they have an excuse to crack some heads when they come in there, and we've seen evidence that there's some undercover cops doing this. If it's not undercover cops, it's troublemakers from outside usually. They don't even live in the communities that they're destroying. They come in and this is their chance to destroy some stuff, and that's what they do. So they generally, I think a lot of the protesters would say, we don't want anything to do with them. We don't know who these people are.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, total agreement. I mean, we've seen a lot of videos of actual protesters like grabbing people going, please don't, like spray paint right there, and, you know, yelling at them and everything else, or they're going to blame this on us.
Right.
You know, and so I get the back and forth in there. In my, you know, small little area of town, my grocery store got demolished and lit on fire. Our banks were lit on fire, which I get it.
Wow.
Banks are bad or whatever. You know, I'm sure someone can say something like that. But, you know, Deborah works there and she's really nice. She has a job.
Now she doesn't have a job.
And then they burned down a barber shop there. They knocked down all these stores and everything else. What was weird is the media really didn't cover it, even in our town, very much at all.
Really?
The majority of the stuff you had to watch was through, like, Facebook live streams, Twitter, things like that. And then it was going on a lot more heavy in places like West Hollywood, within Los Angeles. And the media wasn't covering it there. The majority of footage that I got was from people just sending me videos. Like, hey, this is happening right outside my block here.
Right.
And it was just this kind of chaotic atmosphere that lasted for... It was interesting because in San Diego, it only lasted for, like, 3 days. And then through... They're not calling it tear gas. They're saying it's pepper spray. It's probably tear gas. And then my brother mechanisms, they were basically able to kick out a lot of these individuals, and they just moved all up and congregated in Los Angeles.
Hmm.
Which, to be fair, if you ever go to Los Angeles, it feels like it's a riot zone all the time anyway. I mean, it is everything. Once you go to Los Angeles downtown, it honestly feels like a bombed-out corridor of some post-apocalyptic hellscape.
Wow.
And it's worse now. Vis-a-vis RoboCop 4 kind of thing.
And worse now than ever.
Yeah, yeah. But it's just difficult to tell. It's one of the things where you're going to go there, and you go, wow, this is disgusting. This is awful. And you're like, no, this is what it looked like 6 weeks ago.
Jeez.
Like, they didn't even come through here. So a lot of Southern California definitely has a significant amount of issues, from everything from the coronavirus to state-sponsored terrorism and everything else going on over there. It's just interesting because I believe California would have one of the highest GDPs in the entire world if it was its own country, but has, I think, the highest amount of debt in the entire country. So the more income that it generates is a bigger excuse in order to be able to get into more and more and more debt. And I think this is one of those things where the inevitable decline is probably going to occur at some point.
Right. I mean, they've got an oppressive, overlording government that has an insane amount of regulations for businesses that want to open there. So, yeah, you're right. If there were some semblance of freedom there, then they would have an amazing GDP as their own country. Unfortunately, if they do secede, which I support them if they would like to secede. I would love to see California be successful at that. If they do secede, then they're probably going to get even worse than they currently are. But if you want stick with us, Carlos.
Yeah, sure.
More here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2020.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. We're here at ForkFest 2020. It's a great event, and it's year number 4 for ForkFest for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is wrapping up this weekend. I think it's year, like, 13 or 17.
17.
Or 17. Wow. Okay, that's a long time. And it has been a long time that the Free State Project has been migrating people here to New Hampshire. The deadline, by the way, for the Free State Project is February. So it was back in February of 2016 that they announced that they had made their 20,000 goal of 20,000 signers of their statement of intent, which says that basically that you intend to move to New Hampshire within a five-year window of time after the 20,000 signer goal is met if you're a liberty-minded person, right? So you can work towards more freedom in our lifetime. And so that was, again, February of 2016. So 2021, February, is going to be the five-year deadline. And hopefully we'll have some more people coming in last minute. I have talked to I've talked to a couple people who intend to be here before February. So so it's very cool. Now, technically, Carlos, you already made your move. So yep. You've fulfilled your obligation. You since then left. You've moved to California to make some money selling some solar panel work and custom jobs and things like that. And with the hope of eventually returning here to the Shire. And we were talking about some of the just awful things about California. And I mean, there are some good things. The weather is nice. The women are beautiful. I mean, there's some, you know, there's some perks. But it's one of the worst states, one of the least free states of all of the 50 states. And so I forget what you were just telling us about.
Okay, it's all good. But and we were kind of discussing the Hollywood thing and everything else. I would like to talk about the topic of California in general, though, is actually interesting. So like, San Diego is the most...
That's where you live.
Yeah, that's the most liberty-oriented area, I would say, of San Diego. I mean, of California.
Really?
The reason why is you have the most amount of conservatives in that case. And
okay.
Beggars cannot be choosers when you're in, you know, the midst of a communist empire. So if you just have, you know, the interesting thing is that I did not expect, after living in New Hampshire and doing the liberty thing, ANCAP and all that, the majority of my friends in San Diego would be evangelical Christian Trump supporters, because you're not thinking counterculture.
That's weird.
Exactly. I used to run the Libertarian Atheist podcast, everyone, so for context point. But it was more a matter of, because they are the counterculture to the zeitgeist there, they are more willing to have interesting conversations than people who are already agreeing with the premises that have been laid in front of them for the last 20 to 30 years.
Right.
Right. If you're just a liberal in California, you believe in whatever they all believe about everything.
And you're in charge, so you don't have anything to really question anything about.
Yeah, the whole thing is like, you're one paycheck away from being homeless, even though that's not true almost anywhere. The idea that the only reason there's any kind of hierarchy within civilization as a result of oppression and things like that. I mean, just a lot of different liberal premises, and they seem to agree with every single one of them, even when they're contradictory to one in and of itself. Versus when I talk to someone who's kind of a Trump supporter, and we talk about liberty or lowering taxes and stuff like that, as long as you're gauging it correctly, you can generally have a lot better conversations than folks who are a little bit different than that. And what I've actually found quite a bit of is the Boogaloo type thing in San Diego.
Really? For our listeners, can you define Boogaloo?
Oh, they're preppers with a purpose, right? Like, the idea is that the revolt's going to occur, and that might be a good idea, because they're sick and tired of the norms of society and of civilization as a whole. They also see the idea that the dollar's going to crash, we're going to end up with hyperinflation. A lot of the kind of Austrian econ stuff mixed with a little bit of Alex Jones cocaine, that type of a type of mixture there.
And the Boogaloo
and Hawaiian
boys,
shirts. We
and
had,
Hawaiian shirts. Yeah, and Hawaiian shirts.
The Boogaloo boys are particularly known for strapping up with some firearms, right?
Yeah.
They're ready to rock and roll. Something's going down, they're ready for it.
Yeah, and I honestly love those people. They're pretty. They're good fun.
They're great. We were at a party last night. I think you dropped in there.
Yeah.
There was at least five dudes with full on rifles and packs and chest armor.
They were decked
like
out, man.
Yeah, it was pretty badass.
Jim
Bapp
took pictures of this, and he
sent
them online.
Yeah, the safest party on probably in New England.
In the world. Yeah. It's one of those things where someone was like, well, why don't you have a gun on you? Or whatever. Why didn't you bring a gun with you? I'm like, first off, flying a gun from California to New Hampshire is a little bit difficult. Bad plan. Secondly, why do I need a gun here? Everyone has a gun around me. I trust all these people.
Yeah.
This is it's basically the idea of people in their mind, for some reason, think that if we end up in a civilization where we do fund the cops and we end up with community things and everything else, that everyone will need to be carrying a gun. It's just like, no, that's just not the case. The people who love carrying guns, and there's a hell of a lot of them, will be carrying guns.
And they will help protect everybody.
Will. Yeah.
If somebody tried to pull a gun out here and do something bad with it, it would be over very, very quickly.
Yeah.
I would guess, I mean, there's no way to know, right? Because not everyone here open carries. I mean, there's a fair amount of open carry here at Forkfest in the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but there's also probably a lot of concealed carry going on here as well. So, I mean, I don't think it would be unreasonable to say that one out of two or maybe even three out of four people here are probably carrying a gun
at this
festival.
And what does make it interesting in living in California is that I do own firearms and everything else, and that actually does separate me and puts me in a little bit of a different situation than
other folks. Hard to do in California, right?
Or,
don't you have to, like, have it in a locked case with no ammo, in the same case? Like, what's the restrictions that you have?
One of the restrictions is, like, let's say in my case I have, like, a Mossberg shotgun. It has to be one case, then the ammunition's in another case. But they can
in your home?
In my own home,
right. So you can't even have the shotgun loaded.
They're really close. and the way
still, you can't even have it loaded.
I know. I'm aware.
Whole point of having a gun.
No, you're aware. I just love letting our listeners know.
It's in case you need to use it, right?
Yeah.
Is there an exception within this law for when you actually need to use? I mean, can you have them in the same place?
I mean,
then?
Who?
That's kind of a prerequisite, right?
Yeah. As I'm saying, I'm on the radio right now, so yes, I follow all of the California laws.
I understand.
But if you're in a use case and you end up having to use that weapon, are the cops really going to be able to know if you had the ammunition in a separate
they wouldn't
place?
Know.
Well, you clearly did it. But she's asking,
is it legal to use? Is it legal to actually use a gun? Or are you supposed to keep it for, like, target practice?
No. As a form of self-defense, absolutely.
You can't in California.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, the iffy part comes in when it comes to things like handguns and things along those lines.
If you can get to the locked case, unlock the case, and then unlock the other case, right? Because they both have to be locked.
Yes.
If you can do all that before before the guy comes in the window with the machete, then, you know, you're okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And here in New Hampshire, you can basically keep a loaded gun
under your pillow if you want. Yeah.
Or just hanging out and everything. Yeah. I mean, you guys have constitutional carry now, right?
Finally, New Hampshire, I think it was 2017-ish, the Republican governor here did something right, and he did sign constitutional carry. He also signed cannabis decriminalization.
Very cool.
For small amounts of possession. So, you know, he hasn't been terrible until the COVID thing, where he did become absolutely terrible and is
essentially the least terrible.
A little tyrant. No, he was not one of the least terrible.
Really?
Of
okay.
Them. No, he is actually, I would say, mid-pack.
You lived in Kane before, right?
Huh?
No,
I lived in Manchester.
Okay, well, it's probably about the same there. No bars whatsoever for like 3 months here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, restaurants closed only to take out. There was no mandatory mask order, so, like, again, it wasn't as bad as places like California. But the economic devastation from what the governor here, who, by the way, calls himself in his orders His Excellency. It actually says, by order of His Excellency, on the orders. So, I mean, what did he issue? Like 50-plus orders over 2 months?
And they
all these stupid
each
rules.
Other, and then they reference older ones and trying to wrap your mind around all of it. It all just needs to be thrown into the trash.
Yeah. It's a mess.
And the
real shame was that there weren't any significant businesses pushing back against it, at least not that I was aware of. There were some businesses who were quietly doing things, and I appreciate that. But we need a lot more resistance. We need a lot more people who are acting like live free or die up here.
Yeah. In Cali, as soon as those shutdowns started occurring, and then obviously all the toilet paper was out everywhere, they were having all these issues. The little bodega right by my house, you know, this little convenience store that's, you know, run by an old Syrian guy. He was selling toilet paper for $4.
Per roll.
Per roll of toilet paper. He also had hand sanitizer for $15 a bottle.
Nice.
And you know what? He always had it. Every single time I went in there, suddenly there was toilet paper and actual hand sanitizer if you were the type of person who wanted to actually use that, right?
Yeah.
And that's why price gouging is important for any single kind of economy. What I also found interesting, though, was it was always like the white-owned and white predominantly visiting establishments that had nothing on shelves whatsoever, but the little Korean market had the majority of stuff that you'd actually need.
Interesting.
And so would, like, the Pancho Villa Mexican market. And I just found that those particular ethnic groups were not freaking out in the same way that all the white folks around me were.
And it sounds like they also weren't worried about price gouging enforcement, because that does happen. And we've gotten into price gouging a number of times here on Free Talk Live. You did touch on the idea being, and price gouging is such a nasty term, pricing according to market demand would be a much better way, because you can supply the demand in the market, raise your price, bring in more profit so you can then go and buy more product, and you can put more product on the shelf.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good reasons to do this, and so it's interesting that some of the folks who are more immigrant types were doing it right.
Yeah, they were. And it is this weird thing where we see all of the laws of economics and regulation directly in front of us, but so many other people are just trying to run away and just trying to enact more and more socialist policies in order to, I don't know, government ourselves out of all the problems that the government's already created.
That's not going to work.
No.
And California hasn't learned. So that's we'll keep an eye on things as they develop out there, again, with another possible crackdown happening. Carlos Morales, your website, carlosmorales.me.
Yes.
Check him out there, and we'll continue more from ForkFest 2020 as ForkFest only time begins.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had got involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.